I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, September 8th. The first human case of Eastern equine encephalitis in Norfolk County this year has been detected in Quincy. Health officials say a 61-year-old Quincy resident has contracted the mosquito-borne illness. Officials say the risk level for contracting Triple E in Quincy remains remote. However, they are advising people to take precautions, including avoiding outdoor activity at dawn and dusk, wearing long sleeves and pants, using insect repellent containing DEET, and removing standing water from around your home. One person was being treated for minor burns after a two-alarm fire at a Quincy apartment building early Saturday. Flames broke out at a ground-floor apartment on Quarry Street just after 4 a.m. Saturday. Fire was confined to one room and was quickly doused. A cat was also revived at the scene. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The Quincy City Council will get back to work tonight after their summer break. Officials will discuss a request from the mayor for $14 million for a new special education center on Old Colony Avenue, and also discuss a proposal to lease a building on Broad Street to Father Bill's homeless shelter. The meeting will be held remotely beginning at 5:30 and will be carried live on QATV Channel 9. Enbridge Energy says they'll begin testing the new natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth this week. A court last week allowed Enbridge to receive a needed air quality permit after an earlier court rejected the permit. Enbridge says the testing will result in noise similar to a jet engine and the odor of methane in the area. Opponents are vowing to continue their legal battle against that station. Quincy police are warning people about so-called Romanian gypsies that target Asian residents for their jewelry. Suspects reportedly approach the victims offering to give them jewelry, but then take their jewelry while pretending to place the free jewelry around their necks. The scam was reported at the Camman food store on Quincy Avenue last week. A reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling is delayed one day this week due to the Labor Day holiday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, September 8th.